Radio Prague News.
The NATO summit in Chicago has approved the setting up of a multinational helicopter training center based in the Czech Republic. A Prague councilwoman has accused former mayor Pavel Bem of wasting nearly €1 billion on worthless projects. And lower house chairwoman Miroslava Nemcová has proposed a bill to strip convicted MPs of their seats in parliament. The NATO summit in Chicago has approved the setting up of a multinational helicopter training center based in the Czech Republic. The project, presented together with Croatia, is the Czech Republic's contribution to NATO's Smart Defense Initiative. The center will be used to train the pilots of NATO member states whose militaries are equipped with Russian-made Mi-type helicopters. Croatia has offered suitable training ground. The Smart Defense Initiative deals with interconnecting different capabilities of member countries to reach higher effectiveness and economy. The daily Mladá Fronta Dnes reports that the administration of former Prague mayor Pavel Bem wasted nearly €1 billion on useless IT projects. Citing councillor Eva Vorlichkova, the paper writes that projects were apparently launched for the sole purpose of siphoning money from the city budget. One of the projects, she said, involved $390 million worth of wireless internet equipment that does not work and will have to be dismantled. An audit has been ordered and a police investigation will be sought. Mr. Bem is under heavy scrutiny since wiretap recordings emerged, suggesting he allowed a wealthy friend undue influence over city administration. Lower House Chairwoman Miroslava Nemcová has proposed a bill to strip convicted MPs of their seats in Parliament. The constitutional amendment would not apply to those given a suspended sentence, such as former public affairs leader Vít Bárta, who was convicted of bribery in April. Ms. Nemcová said that in addition to ethical considerations, it would be impossible for a prisoner to carry out the rights and obligations of an MP. The bill will now be discussed by the government and must be approved by a two-thirds majority in Parliament in order to take effect. Members of the Parliamentary Immunity Committee will question former Governor David Rath in Prague, but not in Parliament. Dr. Rath is currently under arrest in Litoměřice prison on charges of corruption. His request to be heard in Parliament, where he is still an MP, was rejected, and members of the committee meanwhile refused to go to the prison. The decision was therefore made to question him at a Prague police station. The committee is tasked with either recommending or stopping the investigation into Mr. Rath, who police caught receiving €7 million cash payment last week. Now turning briefly to the weather, conditions over the coming days should be clear to partly cloudy, with a chance of daytime showers and highs of 26 to 28 degrees Celsius. My name's Christian Falvey. That's the end of the news.